Welcome to the Inbalance Podcast. My name is Jim Simon, and I am the Director of Sustainability at Gonzaga University. Inbalance animates Gonzaga University's CREATE model for sustainability through interviews and conversations with students, staff, faculty, and community members practicing sustainability on campus and in our region. My guest today is JJ Doria, a junior electrical engineering major here at Gonzaga. JJ has put the spotlight, pun intended, on sustainability for dozens of students. JJ was instrumental in the process of fundraising for and installing Gonzaga's first solar array right above us. Why stop there? The student club he leads has more in store for us. JJ has an infectious passion that is absolutely contagious. I'm so glad he's here today. Welcome, JJ.
Thank you, Jim. It's so great to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I heard that you were just in Europe.
Yeah.
You want to tell me a little bit about the trip?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Became a master of public transportation.
What different forms did you end up taking?
Train, tram, buses, lots of walking, if you could call that mass transportation. There's just a lot of great ways to travel around Europe.
I think you told me before that you were in Amsterdam, so you must have been on a bike.
Oh, yeah. On a bike with some cheese. Awesome.
Sounds like you were in Amsterdam. What was the most sustainable place that you visited?
Definitely Ireland. They had food waste bins everywhere, and I saw tons of like wind turbines. It was just such a great time. And a lot of locally made things, too.
That's awesome.
They have a lot of sheep, so a lot of wool products.
Did you bring anything back for us?
Actually, I brought some cheese back from Amsterdam, okay. So I've been sharing that with people.
Nice. We have to stop by another time and bring the Gouda.
Oh, yeah.
JJ, do you want to tell us about yourself, where you're from? We already talked about your major, and maybe tell us why you chose Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'm from Yakima, Washington, also known as the Palm Springs of Washington. It's the desert. If you didn't know, Washington had a desert. And yeah, I came to Gonzaga because of the great opportunities to just be like, my major is electrical engineering, like you said, and like I'm also very interested in environmental like studies and also interested in entrepreneurship. So Gonzaga was a great place to explore all those avenues.
Awesome. You've had a really impressive leadership journey here at Gonzaga. By your sophomore year, you were the president of Gonzaga Environmental Organization, one of the really great student environmental groups on campus. What drew you to student leadership?
I think the people. I really just really loved like working in GO and like experiencing all the projects that they work on and like just the passion that those students are able to like push through the university. It's been such a great time, and like I felt really comfortable like getting to know more about those projects and like take leadership and like understand what it would be like to like be someone like oversees the projects and helps with tasks and items that are complicated to figure out, but also like really fun to take on. So it's the people. And like, I'm really excited that Louis, the president this year of GO, is doing such a great job. I'm really excited for her to be this coming like spring.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So your leadership journey must have started before Gonzaga. What did you do to kind of put yourself in leadership situations so that, you know, like I said, when you got here by your sophomore year, you were elected the president of GO. Were you, what did you do in high school and even earlier to kind of start preparing yourself for that?
Yeah, in high school, I was a president of my own like ecology club, and I actually founded that club with a couple of friends. And I've been like very passionate about sustainability. Like, it's my purpose within my major. I'm really interested in renewable energy and just figuring out how we could use energy, which I think is one of the most impactful things we can change about our society, so we can make change for how we use our resources and make a better world.
Awesome. That's a really good segue, because one of the projects I'm most proud of at Gonzaga since I've been here is the installation of the solar panels on the roof of the Office of Sustainability. And it was the first installation of solar panels at Gonzaga. Could you tell us about your involvement in that? Because you and Gonzaga Renewable Investment Group, or GRIG for short, had a big role in that.
Yeah, it's been so awesome to have the solar panels on campus. And I think what our like role in that process was is just like asking Gonzaga, like, could we have like a place to test out solar and understand it and use it as an educational resource? And it's been such like a vital piece in my education here at Gonzaga, and also the students that are in there too. And it's been really just like, it's been really awesome that Gonzaga is so supportive and that we have an Office of Sustainability that is able to host these panels. And I'm excited to see what's next.
Could you tell us a little bit about GRIG and how it got started and some of the things that you've done to really create a cohort of students that are thinking about energy the way that you are?
Yeah. Gonzaga Renewable Investment Group started my freshman year, and I founded it with my friend Logan Wendland. And we, ever since then, we're really interested just in renewable energy and also trying to figure out how we could understand a subject such as power on a university level. And from then, we started making this roadmap, which is what we're working on a lot now. And it's pretty much laying out a timeline of what solar panel installation or procurement of renewable energy resources and other energy resources could look like on Gonzaga's campus, and just like have a place that is like a place where staff, faculty, students, other universities can go to see what Gonzaga is doing with their energy resources. So it's just like more tangible, and we're leaving a paper trail for other students in the future too.
Do you want to talk maybe a little bit about that paper trail? I know that, you know, GRIG is met, you know, weekly for a couple of years now. You know, I'll pass by the office at night and see the lights on because you're meeting here, and you know, see people writing on the whiteboard and just really putting some good ideas out there. Like, what are you doing with the panels that's going to create a better future for Gonzaga?
What we're trying to do with those panels is we got fundings very recently to actually get a battery installed at the Office of Sustainability. And so while we're using the lights at night, it's not actually, they're not being powered by the solar power, which is unfortunate. But soon that will be the case, because we're trying to figure out how to make the Office of Sustainability net zero in its electric bill. So it would not have any greenhouse gases emitted from its electricity. It would just need the solar power from the solar panels. And so we can use all of that solar for the office day and night, which is really exciting.
That is exciting. Do you want to talk a little bit about kind of, and feel free to get wonky if you want, about kind of what's next for solar? I think often people think, let's put solar panels on our building, our house, etc. But then there's the fact that the most energy is used when the sun is either setting or it has gone down. So, you know, the kind of classic American home, it, you know, gets her home around 5 o'clock, fires up the possibly the TV, the stove, the oven, lights are turned on again. But that's when, you know, in much of the country, the sun is, you know, setting or is already down, especially if we're this time of year in the state of Washington. So there's a curve from California. Is it the duck curve?
Yeah, the duck curve.
Can you explain that? That's really fascinating to me.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how we can challenge that duck curve, which peaks. So it's like the amount of energy that households and businesses require during throughout the entire day. So it peaks during the morning when everyone's waking up, making their coffee, taking showers, doing whatever. And then it dips down in the middle of the day because we don't need as much energy because everyone's either in one spot in a workplace or they're outside or just not like in their house. And then in the evening, everyone comes back home, warms up their stove to make dinner, turns on all the lights, and then it's dark outside. So then the energy need really, really spikes. And so what we're trying to do with the Office of Sustainability and the solar panels is we're creating some models that represent how the office is used, and also models for how the entire campus is used at Gonzaga. And through Building OS, which is an awesome platform that Gonzaga has, we're able to see actually like how much energy is being used in each of the buildings on campus and when. It's just such an awesome resource, and thank you for that. And so with all of this data, we're making these models that will show how solar and battery storage would be able to help reduce that need of energy during those peak times in the duck curve. And so if we're able to use the battery to supply energy during those times in the evening and morning when we need tons of power, we're able to reduce the amount of power that everyone needs at one time from the grid, which will help reduce costs for upgrading the grid for like needing more energy. It'll also reduce costs for customers around us. It's just a really great model to help change how energy is being used and help bring some more like energy justice to the grid, because there are great ways for us to help people around us. And by doing these little projects with the solar and the batteries, we're figuring out step by step how we can help our neighbors around us. Because Gonzaga is like one of the greatest, like one of the most like energy, Gonzaga uses like some of the most of the energy like in Spokane. And so it's really important for us to understand how we're using our energy and how we're gaining our energy so that we can be great stewards to the people around us.
Thanks for sharing that. You've hinted at today, and we've talked about before, the solar vision that you and G-Rig have for the campus. What do you think is needed to make it happen? What's missing in it, if anything? And maybe tell us first a little bit about that vision that's kind of hopefully taking shape around some of our engineering buildings on campus.
Yeah, we're really excited to just like understand and also have the opportunity to envision solar installation on campus and off campus and wherever that might be, because Gonzaga is in a state where at least where we've understood that there's been a lot of energy efficiency upgrades to the campus, and that actually allows us to look at solar installation, which is really cool. And so our vision is like, our vision is to see like which buildings and how much solar could be beneficial, and use it in a strategic way. So that we're not just like throwing solar panels on buildings, because that's not very effective. And there's other universities that have done that, and like it shows. But we've been researching how other universities have done solar installation and battery technology, and we want to learn from that and make sure that here at Gonzaga, we're using solar and batteries and other resources in a way that helps both Gonzaga and the community and the utility. And so our vision would start, our vision started with solar, but what we're really looking to do is like power our like future, because power we use for everything and we won't be able to do anything without it. And it's just one of the most important things that we have. And we are figuring out how to be strategic with it. So batteries, solar power, wind power. And it's just awesome that we live in an area where it's a supportive, where it's awesome where we live in an area where we're supported with these great like opportunities.
For sure. Can you talk maybe a little bit about some of the faculty or staff that have supported the work? I think you've done some really good work as students, but I know there's some faculty and some of my staff colleagues that have been helpful. I know with projects like this, as a student, it can often seem like you're going into a void, but my observation is that that hasn't been the case, because our faculty and staff have been so supportive.
Yeah, it's been amazing working with the faculty and staff here at GU, especially Thompson. Thompson Spink has been the best. And it's just been amazing to have that support. Like, we wouldn't be able to do anything without it. And it's so amazing, like, how it's just, like, it's students, faculty, and staff. It's all of that combined that gives us the ability to make change on campus and have these educational opportunities. It's not just, like, going to classes. It's not just having meetings for extracurricular activities. It's all of these things combined that makes it such a great opportunity for us students. And I'm sure that the staff and faculty, too, are enjoying, like, seeing, like, solar panels on campus and also, like, learning more about it as we learn more about it. So, like, I'm so thankful for such a great university that's able to grow with us and help us understand what it really does look like to put solar on a building and what the pros and cons are. Because it's not all just, like, amazing and rainbows and sunshine at the very end. Like, there's a lot of complications that have to be figured out. And we're just really grateful that Gonzaga and everyone here is willing to go with us and figure these things out as we go. And so it's just like we're moving forward and I'm really excited for what's going to be in the future. And something that's coming up is we're looking to have these stakeholder meetings with staff and faculty. So we're opening up more of the conversation for energy sustainability on campus and bringing together students, staff, and faculty to build the roadmap that I was talking about earlier and create the future that we envision here at Gonzaga for energy.
Awesome. Is there anything you want to add that we didn't get to talk about today?
I'm really excited for the new engineering building. And hopefully some of the things in that building that are innovative could be with how energy is used and also potentially how energy is produced. So that's something to look out for in the future.
Nice. I know that I've chided you over the years about the name of G-Rig. At one point it was Greg, was Gonzaga Renewable Energy Group, right?
Yeah.
And now it's Greg. Is there something, a new name coming?
Yeah, actually, there will be a new name. We are, right now we're part of the Gonzaga Environmental Organization and we're just a committee of that. And so we're actually this semester becoming our own club. We have enough members, we have enough like push and drive, and it's such a great opportunity for GEO as well, because we'll still be in GEO meetings. Like, that's our mother club and we'll never leave that. But we'll become a new club and we're figuring out the name right now. There's like a lot of different options. So I'm sending out a doodle poll soon and we're figuring out the name.
But it's not GROG.
No.
Gonzaga Renewable Opportunity Group.
Oh, no. No. We're actually looking to like kind of make it more simple and have the acronym actually mean something.
Nice. Yeah. That's always good. Well, thank you, JJ. I appreciate you joining me on the podcast. It's great. Great having you.
It's a great time.
Thanks for listening to the Inbalance podcast. Inbalance can be found at www.gonzaga.edu/podcasts. Take a listen and pass it on to a friend or colleague. Check back soon for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the richness of the CREATE model as it is lived out at Gonzaga University and our broader community.
Hey, Jim, you forgot to say, like, to follow you on Instagram at ZagsGoGreen.
Oh, thanks, JJ. Make sure to do that.